So with the Ross, would say, what, I guess, why was this the time to send Kevin down?
I think, you know, we felt with Jonah's performance, you know, Jonah's earned his opportunity to get here. He's obviously performed double A and triple A. So I wouldn't say as much as what Kevin hasn't accomplished here, as much as Jonah, you know, earning this opportunity to start his time.
I mean, Kevin had been,
you know, I think obviously you, as a young player, when you get here, there's tons of expectations. You know, we gave Kevin all the opportunity that we felt he needed to win that job, and at this point in the season, you know, we felt good about the move in terms of giving now Jonah an opportunity. So, you know, Kevin's gone through, ups and downs offensively. He's played good defense, and I think our assessment was, offensively as a group, we we're always continually looking to do more and add to. And I think it's just the right time to add Jonah to the mix.
You had talked before about just balancing how you guys were going through trials here and risking confidence being shaken. Does that factor too?
I think, obviously Kevin has been through a tough stretch over the last 10, 15 games offensively, and going to AAA and continuing to make adjustments and find that rhythm and build his confidence was also a part of the decision-making process.
How's Jed feeling?
I've not got that update. I know he's continuing his treatment. I'm assuming, have you guys not spoke to Nick? Okay, Nick's going to cover all of the medical stuff, but my assumption is Jed will be available off the bench.
I think this is more in six games now that Pache has not at least started. What are you guys thinking? I guess what's changed, or are you sort of evaluating?
Well, I think from the standpoint with Posh, we're working on making adjustments offensively with him, which is difficult to do at the big league level and not get caught in the results, right? So, we have an opportunity here with the outfield to match up guys that obviously are having success and take guys that aren't having success and maybe give them a little breather or time, extra time to work on things and find the best matchups for those guys when we do put them in the lineup.
Is there anything specific that you are working on with, or that you're wanting Pache to kind of to work on, whether it's with Tommy or?
Yeah, I think the guys are working on him getting the hard contact through the middle of the field on a low line drive. There's obviously mechanical things that he's working on that we better explain probably from our hitting coaches on what they're doing on a daily basis with Pache.
Yeah, Mark.
Set up field
for
Pache
to play.
This is one of the more difficult center fields to play with the angle going into the right field corner, or I should say right center corner with that bullpen wall. Comes on you quick. And then just making sure you're covering the left fielder with the wall. So, and it's big. It's really big out there. So, yeah, one of the more difficult center fields to play, for sure.
Still not quite used to.
Well, you better get used to it.
Yeah, Mark, I'm interested in your initial impressions of Julio Rodriguez. You saw them a few weeks ago. He played Seattle.
Wow. Yeah, Julio Rodriguez. He's the right-handed hitter from Seattle?
Yeah, the rookie with that really tooled up guy.
Pretty electric kid. The things that stand out, I think, from my memory, explosive bat speed, can really run. Didn't see the defend enough to really evaluate that, but definitely talented young player. Yeah, so the running kind of comment of the day from Sean Murphy is we got four catchers in the lineup. So Jonah is an emergency catcher, but we have three catchers in front of him. He'll play third, he'll play second. He could be used at first if needed. So, but the primary spots would be third and second right now.
Have you ever seen a lineup with four catchers?
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there has been, but to have that versatility, you know, being able to catch and go play another position, it's pretty awesome. Some athleticism to those guys. Betancourt and him, for sure.
All right, thanks, Cots.
All right.